This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. There's hope in Pakistan that flooding a village will save a city. VOA's Joe Ramsley has the story.
Pakistani engineers have cut into an embankment for one of the country's largest lakes to release rising waters. They hope to save a nearby city and town from flooding as officials predict more monsoon rain was on the way for the country's already devastated south. While officials hope the cut in the sides of Lake Manjar will protect about 500,000 people, there are villages that are home to 150,000 people now in the path of the diverted waters. More than 1,300 people have died and millions have lost their homes in flooding caused by unusually heavy monsoon rains in Pakistan this year that many experts have blamed on climate change. Several countries have flown in supplies, but the Pakistani government has pleaded for even more help. Faced with the enormous task of feeding and housing those affected, as well as protecting them from waterborne diseases. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Partial results from a mandatory vote in Chile on Sunday indicate Chileans emphatically rejected a proposed new constitution to replace the one adopted during the Augusto Pinochet dictatorship. With more than 88% of votes counted, those rejecting the new document had 62% of the vote, compared to just 38% for those in favor. The result is a far greater margin of victory than was predicted by opinion polls, which had suggested the Constitution would be rejected by up to 10 percentage points. More than 15 million people were eligible to vote, with polling stations opening at 8 a.m. and closing 10 hours later. Social upheaval that began in 2019 provided